Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 6th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the climate basin, a low of 54, and it's hot. So you can say, man, things are drying up fast for all the snow and the rain and everything. I mean, fast. Just choom, choom, sucked it right up. All right. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back, and we'll see what today's outrages contain.
Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Works so much better when you turn the volume up. Well, let's see what we're going to look at today. I'm sure there's some outrage here somewhere. I got to believe it. We can add it to the pile. It's that we now need oxygen to get up to the pile of outrages so that we can stay on that fucking moral high ground. Wouldn't want to get off that moral high ground with fucking child molesters and fucking slavers and the lowest fucking scum crawling across the earth and lowering a snake's belly in a wagon tire. We wouldn't want to let them get the high ground on us. Vancouver Theater, Vancouver Theater hosting drag summer camp for kids as young as 7 years old by Katie Davin Davis Court. And this is a propaganda piece if ever I fucking read one. A children's youth theater in Vancouver is hosting a drag summer camp for kids as young as 7 years old, which provides children with drag makeup kits while they learn how to access or assess their inner confidence. But you'll see what I'm talking about as we read on. The four-day drag summer camp for youth aged 7 to 17 is taking place at Carousel Theater on Granville Island beginning July 4th, which has sparked heavy criticism in the community and drew in dueling protests on Tuesday. I remember they said heavy criticism here. Keep in mind, we've been telling you these motherfuckers are PETA. They are 0.004. If they're that on a world basis, if I don't think they make that many. This is a handful. It's a tiny handful. That's why all the propaganda is necessary. And we've been pushing that point. So, I mean, they're going to try. Now, remember, heavy criticism. Heavy criticism. Keep that in mind. The deception of the drag summer, or the description of the drag summer camp listed on the Twitter website states drag queens, drag kings, drag things, and anything in between are all welcome at drag camp. Do you enjoy expressing yourself through clothing, makeup, and performance? Do you have an alter ego that is just waiting to hit the stage? Our new two-week senior drag camp might be just your cup of tea, honey. Led by some of Vancouver's established and emerging drag artists, you'll learn how to assess your inner confidence, show your true colors, and maybe even let out that inner diva. Join some of Vancouver's most amazing drag artists and learn how drag can brighten up your life. You might be wondering if drag is for kids. Is drag for kids? Drag is for everyone. Parents, ask yourself what the difference between what you wear at home versus what you wear at work. You're doing drag, honey. You don't know it. The theater wrote, I don't know, I wear the same fucking clothes no matter where I'm going. A man's clothes, because I'm a fucking man. The camp, which costs $460 for kids ages 7 to 11 and $900 for kids 12 to 17, will reportedly provide students with a drag makeup start kit, according to the website. While concerned community members arrived to protest the summer camp on Tuesday, they were met by counter-protesters that came to defend the theater from protesters that organizers deferred to as so-called bigots. Really? Now, don't forget what we said up there. According to CTV News, Vancouver City Council members and over two dozen community members showed up to the theater on Tuesday to support the kids attending this drag summer camp. Let's see what we got here. See how many city council members. Well, they're the ones pushing the fucking freak show. And a dozen, so that's 12 members showed up to see. These are just little tiny fucking numbers. Members of local union handed out LGBTQ pride theater buttons and donuts, along with stickers that read, "I support Carousel Theater." Yeah, theater for young people. The outlet reported that less than 10 protesters showed up to the theater. So they're trying to, they're 10 and we had 12. I mean, I don't, this is a propaganda fucking piece. You got fucking like four fucking people and you're not going to cram this shit down our throat. No matter if you bring a fucking dump truck load of fucking propaganda. We know it. We see it. We know what you fucking are. You're a handful of fucking freaks that we should have fucking dealt with a long time ago. Be quite honest with you. A photo shared by a community over convoys on Twitter shows two protesters standing with signs that read LGB says no to 7-year-old drag queens, and another that called for the removal of the trans and queer from the LGB community, which added say no to groomers. Following the protest, the Twitter account, which is a progressive group that called on the community to defend the theater, wrote, "Even with far right fake media in attendance, anti-2SLGBTO+ protesters couldn't bring more than 10 bigots out to Gransville Island this morning. LGB dropped the TQ is just." Transphobia, old school trans is just transphobia, and grooming is a far right conspiracy. See, they're trying to say, there's only 10 people showed up. And then at the top, what did they say up there? Heavy criticism is 10 people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get back down here where we were. The drag summer camp follows immense criticisms surrounding LGBTQ community targeting the youth. Everybody was in support of it, but there was mass fucking immense criticism surrounding the LGBT. You fucking cocksuckers. You can't even write good propaganda. Your lies don't fucking blend in with your fucking truths and have truths. I mean, you're straight right there. You keep saying immense and widespread, but there's only 10 of them. That's only people that fucking cared, really. Community targeting the youth, which was heightened during recent Pride Month events that included adults exposing their genitals to children on bikes. I see your fucking genital and you're showing it to kids on bikes. I'll shoot it off. And having the Boys and Girls Scouts of America lead Pride parades. Think about that, people. This fucking country is so degraded and so decadent. It's our fault. We do not have to tolerate this. And the reason we're not tolerating, we've gone over this. It has to be cowardice because there is no fucking other excuse. Heather Turnbull, a member of the theater, told the outlet that she hopes the kids attending the summer camp were empowered by the support the community showed on Tuesday. I thought there was widespread resistance. I mean, you can't have it fucking both ways now, can you? Oh, dude, we need more fucking money and we need more fucking goddamn special rights for all four of us. Because there ain't that goddamn many of you. I know fucking better. Anybody that fucking looks around the world they live in knows fucking better. Everybody, this shit, actually, you guys are on your fucking hills. Your shit is failing. Everyone has the freedom to believe in what they believe in, especially the kids. No, little kids don't have their fucking freedom. They live under their children's custody. I mean, their parents' custody until they are of age so they can make a decision so they can believe what they want to fucking believe. And to do what they want to do, no, they don't. And be who they want to be, no, they don't. It's about love and freedom and creativity. No, it's about fucking sickness, a mental sickness that you motherfuckers have, a mental sickness that needs to be eradicated and will be eradicated. People only take so much. At some point, the people will fucking, it'll bust. And it'll be like a firenator. The more it builds up the pressure, the bigger the fucking boom's going to be. Obviously, everyone here really supports that. Obviously, you just up here said that they fucking... the turmoil and all the fucking people that were coming out against you, but obviously everyone here really supports that, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. Tumble said, "Sorry, fucking propaganda people. Sorry." According to CTV, an online fundraiser for the camp was created following threats of protests, which has since garnered more than $16,000 in less than 1 week, and I bet it all came from the fucking goddamn. Those school board motherfuckers or maybe George Soros sent it to them. I don't know. I bet you they're running a handful of fucking people that fucking come out to support this fucking shit. City Council member Christine Boyle applauded City Council. That's where the money came from. We fucking probably paid for it. The people in that town certainly probably did. Carousel Theater for its inclusivity. I love that fucking word. And told the outlet, it's sad that this is still a debate. What we're having, but incredibly, we're still, you fucking three motherfuckers ain't gonna fucking do shit. I don't care how much fucking propaganda you pile on. You will not shove this down our throat. We will not eat shit. So get that through your fucking head right now. That we're having, but incredibly inspiring to see so many people show up on the side of love, all 12 of them. See, I mean, at the top, they tell you 12 and they tell you twice that fucking there's, fucking major backlash, but it's piss poor propaganda is all this is. This guy, probably a gal or whatever in the fuck it is probably a creature or as I like my pronoun, shit. Will probably be fired because it does nothing. It makes you look like the fools you are. I hope that kids can just show up and be themselves and explore and play and be creative. And see, anybody that goes for this shit, anybody that's going to pay $600 for their fucking kid to go to this fucking freak show, to this fucking decadent fucking abomination, they're fucking hardcore communists and they've already declared war and they got 6 foot of fucking dirt to be put in their face after they're tried and fucking hung or after they're killed on the battlefield. Be creative and be all all of the parts of themselves without having to fear for their safety or feel like they have to be any smaller than they are, because there aren't none of you motherfuckers. You are a hand. Like I said, the more propaganda they have to push at it, there ain't that many of these motherfuckers. And otherwise, they wouldn't need the fucking propaganda. We don't need propaganda. We got the fucking Bill of Rights. We got our fucking law, our unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. So we'll smash your fucking ass. We don't need, I mean, shit, one fucking site that has been doing this for fucking 12 years. And man, we have spread this. We have spread the idea of fucking individual freedom and liberty. People are finding out who they are. They're finding out the violations of the fucking law. They're finding out that they're occupied by a corporate fucking entity that is a fucking the international corporate mafia, and they're fucking pushing back. And the people in France, man, I keep seeing clips of them. They're tearing the shit fucking place apart. We sit on the fucking largest arsenal in the goddamn world, sitting here fucking talking about polishing our fucking guns. Before the summer camp officially started, Carousel Theater defended the drag summer camp on Instagram and wrote, "Consider the way your child might already interact with costumes, clothes, and makeup. Drag is a non-judgmental place for kids to understand that these things can be fun for all genders. A good place to get your kid fucking molested too." Yeah, I mean, like I said, the people that would send them their kids to this place here, they're child abusers. What the fuck can you say? That's all you can say. Make sure we're fucking this, you sickening son of a bitches. National Assembly in France adopt Article 3 of the Justice Bill, which authorizes the authorities to remotely activate the cameras and microphones of telephones or other connected devices without the knowledge of the persons concerned. And they show a picture here. I mean, the fire. I mean, the fucking... Yeah, you know, France, they don't have nothing compared to what we have. We have the largest army on the planet, but maybe they have a little more fucking morality. Maybe they have a little more fucking balls. I don't fucking know. The National Assembly in France adopted Article 3. The French state has approved a controversial justice bill update that allows law enforcement to activate cameras, microphones. See, they put all this shit in. You buy it. You pay for your own fucking surveillance. What a bunch of fucking fools. Microphones and geolocation data on suspects' devices for persons targeted in organized crime and terrorism investigation. You mean the people resisting the fucking this fucking debauchery that you're trying to shove down our fucking throats, people resisting the fucking one world fucking government that you are not going to get, because we aren't going to give up our goddamn fucking our freedom and our liberty to no son of a bitch. Let's see here. Google will scrap everything you post online for artificial intelligence by Enterprise World. Over the weekend, Google made changes to its privacy statement, making it clear that it retains the right to scrap virtually everything you put online in order to develop its artificial intelligence technologies. If Google is able to read your words, presume that they now belong to the firm and that they are nesting inside a chatbot. So that means they own everything you fucking write? After all this bullshit, really? The revised Google policy states that Google uses the information to improve our services and to develop new products, features, and technologies that benefit our users and the public. Well, they're your users and the public. That defines one from the other. Your users and the public? That's two different fucking entities, right? The way that's written. Your users are the fucking goddamn international corporate mafia. They are the fucking people who would fucking take our goddamn rights away from us. They are the people who think that they're going to have a fucking one world government. But when it comes down to it, you're going to have to fucking, hey, somebody's going to have to face the fucking bullets. That's all there is to it. To train Google's artificial intelligence models, for instance, and create features and products like Google Translate, Bard, and Cloud AI, capabilities, we leverage publicly available information. No fucking copyright there. I mean, Google keeps track of all services. Do you indeed? Google fortunately keeps track of all of the times its terms of service have changed. The new phrasing clarifies additional ways that the internet's giant AI system might utilize your online musing and amending a previous policy. The former policy just referenced Google's Translate. Now Bard and Cloud AI are listed where previously Google claimed the data will be used for language models rather than AI. Now, if they're using something that you fucking created, isn't that a violation of copyright? And they are doing it for money, right? They cannot be denied, and they are a corporation. But, oh, hey, man, it's fucking too big to fucking jail, too big to fucking criticize. This provision in a privacy policy is usually is unusual. These policies often outline how a firm utilizes the data you post on the company's own service. In this case, it appears that Google reserves the right to collect and use any publicly available data as if the internet as a whole were its own artificial intelligence testing field. Well, that's kind of like the people and their fucking goddamn phony death shots, isn't it? Testing field. An inquiry for comment from Google did not immediately receive a response. Chatbots repeating some human cloud version words, I guess is what that says. The practice brings up fresh and interesting and intriguing privacy issues. Most people are aware that the public posts are just that, public. However, you know, now require a fresh conceptualization of what it means to publish something online. Who can see the information is no longer relevant. What matters is how it might be used. There's a strong probability that Bard and ChatGPT absorbed your 15-year-old restaurant evaluation or long-forgotten blog pieces. The chatbots may be repeating some human fluid version of your words while you read this in ways that are unpredictable and challenging to comprehend. Where data hungry chatbots got their information is one of the less obvious problems in the post ChatGPT era. To feed their robot addiction, businesses like Google and OpenAI scrapped large parts of the internet. No, they had their fucking Chinese. They turned the goddamn control of this fucking internet over to China. Fucking way back when fucking Obama was fucking the head CEO, corporate fucking monarch, fucking illegally fucking sitting in our goddamn highest seat of power. It's not at all apparent where this is legal, and over the next few years the courts will have to deal with copyright issues that only a few years ago would have sounded science fiction. The phenomenon is already having some unforeseen effects on customers in the meantime. Disabled the free usage of the APIs. Twitter and Reddit's overlords who are particularly irate about the AI issue made continuous modifications to lock down their sites, but businesses disabled the free usage of their APIs, which had previously permitted anyone to download copious amounts of posts. The API modifications to Twitter and Reddit damaged third-party applications that many users relied on to access those websites. For a brief moment, it even appeared that Twitter would require public organizations such as weather, transit, and emergency services to pay if they wished to tweet. However, the firm later pulled back the decision in the face of intense backlash. Oh, that wasn't intense backlash. Web scrapping has become Elon Musk's go-to boogeyman lately. Even when the problem appears unrelated, Musk cited the company's need to prevent people from stealing data off his site for a number of recent Twitter mishaps. What, like Hunter Biden's and all the Biden tweets? And are those the mishaps you're talking about? The quantity of tweets that users may view each day on Twitter. I mean, tell you how much we should, who in the fuck do you people think you are? Well, I guess if we can't fucking, we're done tweeting for the day, we can get out and stop polishing that gun and start shooting the son of a bitch. Maybe, huh? On Twitter was restricted over the weekend, making the service but useless. It was a necessary reaction, according to Musk, to data scrapping and system manipulation. You fuck you piece of shit. And that's what that bastard is. You're going to pay. You're operating under a false pretense, and you are going to pay. Mark Zuckerberg privately told Facebook execs to be cautious about mRNA vaccines because, quote, we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. And there's a video that goes along with it where he's says these very fucking words, and that now he, if you say that shots are changing people's DNA, they censor it and he takes it off the fucking web. Hypocrite, fucking, I mean, backsliding. I mean, you fuckers are gonna fall under your own weight. Just a video of Hunter Biden allegedly doing a bump of cocaine at the White House in front of children, and it's I don't know. Former U.S. Army employee, everything is a psyop. Stop being afraid. Stop listening to the government. And this is also a video I wish I could play, but I still haven't got that fucking thing fixed like it's supposed to be. We're working on it. Yuval Noah Harari, World Economic Forum Jew, science is not about truth, it's about power. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And science is fucking, it's still theology. I mean, things that were considered scientific facts 100 years ago have been proven that they were not. I mean, you know, like carbon dating. I mean, there's so many things. Everything is a fucking theory. Nobody fucking knows because it's just too immense to know. And we only use like a third of our fucking brain to begin with. Some people, not that much. A fully vaxxed man, after surgery, his wounds open up and start oozing clots. I know we had more than that on there. What happened here? Bad batches. Oh, yeah, this is acting weird. Anyway, we'll take a break. We're good to go, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
guy, doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough to fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you wanna do. I get the feeling more and more now, I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call you names, say you don't even try. Back in the fall, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. And I don't remember what it is they done to me. Won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock it off your chest.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. And of course, that was Hog Jaw with Swamp. Just, sitting high. They're not just sitting up there. They're pissing and shitting down on us from the towers that the working man made. Let's see, let's go back to our board and see what else there was. I thought this was pretty cool. Sound of Freedom beat Indiana Jones at the box office on July 4th by Cullen McHugh. Chevazel's latest film, Sound of Freedom, which details the life of a former DHS agent, Tim Ballard, and his fight against child trafficking, outperformed Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny on the 4th of July holiday. The small faith-based studio's film managed to outperform the final entry in the Harrison Ford saga, despite having a fraction of the Disney's film and enormous marketing budget. And people are figuring this shit out. I mean, that's why I tell you, there's no fucking excuse. It ain't like people don't know. The Angel Studios distributed film generated plenty of buzz prior to its 4th of July opening and has since opened to reviews from critics. Sound of Freedom currently holds a 99% approval rating among audiences as well as a 85% mark from critics, giving it an overwhelming fresh rate on the movie review site Rotten Tomatoes. Prior to its official release, the film had sold more than 1 million pre-sale tickets and generated over $10 million in pre-sale revenue, a massive achievement for the faith-based independent studio Sound of Freedom. Has also received endorsements from several high-profile figures, including legendary actor-director Mel Gibson, who urged fans to see the film in a passionate video statement. The Sound of Freedom received even more encouraging news after figures came in for the film's official opening. On its first day, the movie grossed over $14 million, beating out Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which hauled in $11.5 million, according to a report from Deadline. The movie's success has far surpassed industry's expectations after some pre-release projections expected the film to gross $11 million over a total of 6 days. As for Indiana Jones, the film represents yet another uphill battle for Disney to turn a profit. That's because you've turned a perversion. You are some sickening motherfuckers. I mean, you turn on Disney, you're going to see fucking queers. You're going to see transvestite. You're going to see every pathetic fucking immoral thing that you can imagine. This is what you get, Disney. But then again, I think we're at the point where the ducats don't matter anymore. It's just fucking digits in the fucking computer. But the fact that more people came out to see the fucking movie on the fucking sex trade, you know, and the fucking international fucking pedophilia rings, let's get real, it fucking makes a statement. As for Indiana Jones, the film represents yet another uphill battle for Disney to turn a profit due to its massive budget. The company has already lost more than $890 million on its last eight studio releases. Yeah, it's because when it comes down to it, there are more good people than there are bad people. You can play your propaganda game. The Ministry of Truth can tell me any fucking thing they want. I fucking know better. A mark that could surpass the $1 billion mark since the film will head directly to the Disney streaming service. This means that, but
yeah, in Lake Jackson, Texas, the first show, it was on 4th of July, and it was packed. I got the last two seats. So. And
really?
There was a show every hour, 2:30, 3:30.
Did they hit the subject matter real good?
Yeah. You know, the cops.
Yeah. You were dealing, yeah.
Anyway, supposedly, he quit being a cop and did it on his own, so I can see that.
Yeah, still, I mean, it's an establishment. The establishment is not going to pull us out of it. We have to do it ourselves. We have to fucking get on the one piece of
paper. It sure wasn't about the Bill of Rights. So,
you're goddamn right.
It's the dirty church.
Exactly. Well, the dirty church, yeah. The Masonic Dirty Church. Well, the thing is, you know, even in these echelons where you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars and they're doing these films, to see a film that even the subject matter, they've tried to put this fucker down since it started. And you know, you can't trust nobody that's made it that far up. You have to fucking make compromises. You don't get to be that rich and famous and shit unless you've done a few dirty fucking deeds. And that's
I've been to the theater 3 or 4 years or longer. I didn't buy none of their stuff. I just, you know, got the two senior tickets and that was it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a goddamn theater. I mean, they're unbelievable.
It's a little bit of the fucking system.
You got your phone?
No, anymore.
Brother, do you got your phone on, like, speaker or something? Because you are really sounding weird.
Yeah, I know. I just hate to hold it close to my head.
There you go.
That's all I had to say.
All righty. This means that additional revenue from the leasing them out to rivals such as Netflix and Amazon will not be available. The final entry in the Indiana Jones franchise is like, wise expected to lose money. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is reported, probably got fucking fags in it, probably got you know, all the fucking propaganda is all in it. People are sick of fucking watching it, sick of fucking watching unreality. It's reported to have a budget of $295 million before marketing, while Disney's recent blockbuster marketing campaigns have surpassed tens of millions of dollars. Disney's latest flick will need to haul in $1 billion globally to turn a profit, which is a tall order given upcoming releases it will need to compete with. And good, Disney should be fucking, I mean, those dirty bastards. Remember when you were a little kid, Disney was, oh man, the family.
Yeah, I went for my CBL license today and they made me clean my ears out.
Who made you clean your ears?
Yeah, she said she had to clean my eardrum. So it was another $80 to clean my ears.
Jeez.
I was like, okay, whatever.
Wow. You're going to go drive truck, huh?
Well, actually, it's a pilot license that they do at the...
If it's
non-commercial, they do it at the same place, the DOT. So I was there with all the truckers, but yeah, no, I can't. I'm not good enough to drive a truck.
Just airplanes, huh?
Yeah, and trucks. I mean, you got to really be on the ball all the time. At least an airplane, you can rest when you take off.
Well, that's a fact.
Anyway, everything sounds different now. I hadn't had them cleaned in 40 years, so that's why maybe the speaker was off.
Ooh.
Yeah, she sent me before and after pictures. I mean, it was like, oh, God, it looked like I had cancer in there, big black gob.
Ooh.
Yeah, more information than you needed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I can throw up and go on with the program. The Biden administration appeals federal court ruling that shut down its censorship operation by Kyle Baker. Biden administration is appealing a federal court ruling, which is not a federal court. It's the King's fucking court. It's the goddamn Administrative Admiralty Star Chamber Court. It has no fucking meaning. It has no fucking authority. But we got to keep playing this fucking game because we won't step up and enforce the real fucking law. It's our fucking fault. Everything that's fucking, that's on that pile that's fucking so high now that you need an oxygen mask to get to the top, to that high ground that we're supposed to have, is our fucking fault. Plain and simple. The Biden administration is appealing a court ruling that dealt a massive blow to the U.S. government's internet censorship operation. On Wednesday, lawyers for the Biden administration filed its appeal in federal, no, in the Star Chamber Court. Call it, fuck you and all your fucking misnomers. This fucking language pisses me off. No, it's a Star Chamber fucking court by definition of the fucking... a fucking of a real language, go Greek. I mean, or fucking what is it? They write law in. Maybe it is Greek. On Tuesday, U.S. federal judge Terry A. Doggety.
Latin.
Huh?
You're trying to say Latin language?
Latin. Latin is what I was thinking of. Thank you, Charlie. You're right. Yeah, that's why I think, I mean, a lot of law is written in Latin because there are so many fucking meanings for so many words that, I mean, unless you really know how to fucking punctuate, you can't make the English language say what you want it to say without leaving openings for fucking subject matter fucking examination. But I'll tell you who did. That was them fellows that wrote that fucking Bill of Rights. Those people that wrote that fucking written, ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It is perfect. It reads backwards to forward. You can't fucking change it. It's punctuated to hold. And that's what's killing them. That is what they would love. I mean, I see, you know, JFK Jr. yesterday said he would sign legislation to ban assault weapons. Come get them, motherfucker. You fucking pissant piece of shit. Your fucking granddaddy was a fucking goddamn whiskey heroin dealer. That's how your uncle got fucking into the goddamn, his uncle got it to be fucking president. Then he crossed the fucking, the mob by fucking taking out the CIA and the fucking Federal Reserve and the FBI. And that's executive order is still there. It's never been rescinded. But hey, man, it's just like the fucking immigration laws. They're still there. It's not, then they're not laws. It's just policy. That's all a corporation can write. A corporation can't write law. I mean, they enforce it with fucking mercenaries. They enforce their fucking dictates, but it is contrary to the law. It is against the law, and we have the right to kill them for doing it. We have the right to shoot their asses out of here. We have the right to take back everything they fucking stolen from us. Because it's all been a fraud. Once you cannot unfraud a fraud and make the aftermath of a fraud legal in any fucking way. All you can do is prosecute the fraud and start over. And that's what we need to do. Streaming from a lawsuit filed by, I love this because, you know, every fucking thing they have to try, you know, the ministry, they're the ministry of truth. And try this phony left-right paradigm. They all shit through the same fucking hole. I mean, you think the Bushes are any fucking different than the fucking Obamas? Do you really, people? Do you think that the Obamas are really any different than the fucking, goddamn him, that son of a bitch, fucking the Trumps? Because they're not. They all want to be aristocracy. They all want to be fucking, they want to rule you. You notice how you haven't heard that phrase, the ruling class, for quite a while? That's because the people are saying, fuck you. You don't rule me, son of a bitch. And people are, you can see it's shifting, but it's shifting slow. We should have taken care of this a long time. It should have been taken care of generations ago. It wouldn't have cost many lives at all. I mean, the people could have just fucking dusted them, but fucking being as we've let it go so long, we've neglected our fucking duty. We will fucking pay the price for being fucking, well, neglectful. ruling is expected to significantly impact how information related to public health elections and potentially harmful content can be censored at platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And it's because the conservatives are being censored, people. That's who's being, it's the conservatives, don't you know? The Trump tards, the fucking stupid ass son of a bitches who don't, who know that this country is occupied, whose fucking gold and silver depends on that fucking corporation continuing to exist. And they don't give a monk fuck about our goddamn rights that have to be fucking trampled on in order for that fucking corporation to fucking continue. Because they know when the corporation falls, then we're going through the fucking books and every ill-begotten fucking hunk of your fucking gold and silver, we're fucking taking it away from you. Every ill-begotten fucking hunk of land that you got through your fucking goddamn association with the Masonic lodges, we're taking it back. And you're going to fucking pay a penalty. And it may just be your fucking neck, depending on the severity of your fucking association with these motherfucking criminals. The lawsuit first filed by the Republican Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry in May claimed White House officials colluded with or coerced big tech companies to, oh, I'm sure they had to coerce them, suppress disfavored speakers' viewpoints and content on their platform with disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation labels. I'm sure I'm going to get a big check in the mail for all the censorship that's fucking been done on this. I mean, that we were the first to get the algorithms. They built them for us. The injunction signifies a triumph for the state attorney generals who alleged that the Biden administration has sanctioned a vast federal censorship enterprise promoting tech giants to exclude politically undesirable perspectives of speakers. That's a hell of a fucking open subject matter term. Politically undesirable. Undesirable to who? And speakers. Undesirable to the people who want to know the truth or undesirable to the fucking liars that are telling the lies. Conservatives who argue that the government is suppressing their, fuck you, you son of a bitches, suppressing your freedom of speech. No, the people's. You don't matter. You don't exist. You're a corporate fucking entity that can't be there. You are there as a fucking violation of the fucking law, of the highest law in this land, of the supreme superior ratified by the representatives of the people, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Fuck you. Oh, they're censoring the left. No, censoring the right. And they're doing bad left. They're losing the left-right fucking paradigm, and they fucking know it. People, don't fucking go with the enemy. It's them and us. It's the fucking goddamn filthy fucking rich. It's the 1%. And down to the 15% that versus us all. And but in the mixture amongst all the fucking people are the fucking silver and gold worshipers, those who would fucking would see you lose your fucking freedom, see you live on your fucking knees so that they could keep their fucking gold and silver. Well, you fuckers, the son of a bitches, are going in the ground too, and we're taking every fucking thing you got. Also consider it a victory. The attorney general's claim that such actions constitute the most blatant infringements on the, it ain't the first fucking amendment. See, they keep playing this fucking game. There is no fucking constitution, so there can't be a first amendment. The only ratified law in this fucking country is that fucking Bill of Rights, plain and fucking simple. It can't be fucking argued. Never ratified by the people, that means we never granted authority to the fucking constitution. And the Constitution, therefore, has no fucking hold over us. The Bill of Rights, in fact, forbids it to interfere in our fucking lives, even. Infringements of the First Amendment. No, the First Article, motherfucker. The First Article is that whole fucking Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. You try to push this fucking propaganda and act like you're a goddamn patriot. Well, you're not. You're a fucking Trump-tard. And you can suck my ass like you suck the Jews' ass, you son of a bitch. In U.S. history, the injunction lists several constraints that might be imposed on federal authorities when dealing with tech firms, including discouraging them from going, urging, encouraging, or pursuing, or pressuring social media companies to suppress or remove protected free speech content. Judge Dougherty, I mean, these names, clarified that officials are permitted to converse with, see, there's always a hole there. This is just throwing out there. This is from the Ministry of Truth. It's all fucking lies. And son of a bitches have never told the fucking truth in their whole fucking life. They wouldn't know the truth of it if it come up and bit them on the ass. That's why it's pitiful fucking propaganda even. Officials are permitted to converse with the tech companies about posts or accounts linked to, with criminal activities, which you, criminal activities is an open subject matter. I mean, being a patriot right now is considered being a goddamn terrorist, isn't it? Isn't that criminal activity if you're a fucking patriot? If you come on the fucking radio or come on the fucking internet and tell the fucking truth, you are labeled a fucking goddamn enemy of the fucking state, the fucking goddamn propagandist, whatever you want to fucking call it. But this criminal activities thing, see, that opens it up. It's like the General Welfare Act. This says nothing. Identify criminal activities, son of a bitch. Anything you want to call it a criminal activity, right? No, because you do not have the authority to enact any kind of motherfucking controls over any fucking individual free sovereign. You do not have no right to fucking touch anything that we fucking write or that we broadcast. It is the first article that protects that absolute unalienable right. I know your fucking phony ass Supreme Court that cannot fucking have the authority, according to the ninth article, to change one fucking comma in that fucking Bill of Rights. It'll write out an opinion, that was all they were ever supposed to do, is write opinions. But we'll write out, oh, that's law of land now. You go enforce that, son of a bitch, then, if it's law of land, bastard. Like child pornography, yeah, you motherfuckers, yeah, you're going to go get child pornography. He mentioned that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has relied on social media companies' cooperation for years to identify pedophile networks so that they can go protect them, so that they can make sure that the mistakes they're making by fucking doing things like Pedophile Island and doing it right out in the fucking open like the sniffer in the fucking Oval Office. The FBI knows about it. They want to know about everything so that they can cover their fucking asses of their fucking goddamn criminal brothers. Officials will also be permitted to discuss national security threats. And, hey, that would be people like us. I mean, if you're a conservative and you're a Republican, see, you're a part of a party, and you got the right to speak if you talk about the fucking Bill of Rights and the fact that the jurisdictional authority of this country and the fucking goddamn ownership of this country belongs to the fucking people as individual free sovereign nationals. Now you're a security threat. You're a threat to their fucking goddamn fraud, plain and simple. Illicit political campaign activities and cyber attacks. Anyways, guys, I'm tired of this shit. I've had enough for the day, and so we're going to call it a day. And tomorrow we'll get some more fucking outrage, and we'll keep piling them up there. I don't know how big that pile is going to get. They were talking about blocking out the fucking sun. We may just do it, but because we got to get to that moral high ground. When the fucking, these scumbags are down at the Marianas Trench, they're so far down in the fucking, the bar is so fucking low that fucking, it's, you can't even see it anymore. But we got to get the moral high ground. We got to get it. I mean, one more article ought to do it. One more fucking piece of propaganda ought to do it. Don't fucking fall for it. Don't let fucking people talk this shit. When they talk it, spit it back in their fucking face. And that is the word from the trenches.